Well, good morning, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's 13 minutes after 6 with Mike and Casey on WHUD.
And the bagpiper is here, Joe Brady, calling in live from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike and Casey. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to all that's listening. What a beautiful morning.
I tell you, you have made the last two St. Patrick's Day basically special because you have refused to not march at least a little ways to keep the tradition going. Tell everybody about this year and last year and what you're trying to do here.
Well, Mike, with the full cooperation of the city and in the interest of keeping the tradition alive, we're marching a very small group of, there'll be actually three small groups, socially distanced, of course, of the 69th Regiment soldiers. They're honoring the some emergency responders and some members of the St. Patrick's Committee. And we're going to be marching just a few minutes from the armory where I am now up to the cathedral, where this year, unlike last year, Cardinal Dolan is going to be saying a special mass for the regiment and the responders. So it's a pretty special year. And we were down here last night and had a bit of a reception to recognize the soldiers. You know, these guys here in the 69th are really something else. And I left here last night realizing that these guys are leading the way out of this terrible situation that we're in. They have soldiers at the Javits Center and at the Yankee Stadium and Camp Smith going, giving out vaccinations and everything else, yet they make their time to come here and recognize each other's, you know, great efforts and get out here to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which is the regimental day for the 69th Regiment.
You know, talking to you this year just reminds me of where we all were last year. You know, we were still in that very much stunned phase. And I remember people saying there wasn't even a St. Patrick's parade in New York City. And we said, oh, but there was. Tell everybody what you did last year.
Well, yeah, last year certainly was a little scarier, a little more pessimistic. We didn't know what was happening, but we got the okay to march. You know, it's very important not only to keep the tradition alive, but also to keep the permit that the committees have to have this parade in New York City. This year, not unlike last year, what is unlike last year is this year there's a certain sense of optimism. There really is. There's a lot more smiles down here this year. And the fact that there's going to be a mass, which we know is going to be very, you know, energetic and full of optimism, that makes it even more special. And we will be coming back here to recognize soldiers. It's the day that soldiers get recognized and promoted and what have you. And it's just, it's really a great day that I wish more people could experience because it's very uplifting.
We're talking with Joe Brady, the Peekskill bagpiper. He is live in Manhattan for what will be a short and abbreviated and socially distant St. Patrick's Day parade. I guess parade is whatever definition you attach to it, right, Joe? For you, it's a parade.
It's a parade. It may not be the big long parade that we're familiar with. It's more along the Peekskill style where it's short and sweet, but it is official. That's the main thing. And that's important. And they're already talking about what next year's parade could be because hopefully we're all going to be out there a lot more back to normalcy. And it could be a break a record for the amount of people that may join us next year.
Right.
So, we'll get through this year. But certainly, again, a lot more fun and optimistic this year than it was last year.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for keeping the tradition alive. And you mentioned Peekskill. When can we expect a Peekskill St. Patrick's Parade?
Well, you can expect that to be back in full swing next year. We did do a lot of stuff to get on some of the social media reflecting on past year's parades, and we did some interviews, and there's a lot of stuff online so people can keep themselves entertained today. But I think next year, our Grand Marshal, John Testa, should finally be able to march proudly through the streets of Peekskill as the longest-serving Grand Marshal of the Peekskill St. Patrick's Parade.
He doesn't want to give up the title, apparently. And, you know,
seemingly,
Casey,
right?
You were a Grand Marshal or an aide? What were you, Casey?
Oh, a few years back, yes. I marched right along with everybody, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite an honor. Mm-hmm. And so, Joe, when you see Cardinal Dolan, please wish him our best. He came on a couple of times during the height of the pandemic and really had words of soothing comfort and wisdom, I thought. And so we really hold a special place in our hearts for Cardinal Dolan. Tell him thank you from Mike and Casey, if you would.
You can be sure I will. I'm aware of that. I heard that, and it is very good. He's a brilliant orator, and if you had not asked me to be on so early, I was hoping to maybe get a hold of him and get him to say a few words to you guys this morning, like we did with Governor Pataki a bunch of years back, if you recall.
Right.
But you can be sure when I see Cardinal Dolan, I'll send him best wishes from the Mike and Casey Show, one of the finest shows in the Hudson Valley, if not throughout the states.
Oh, checks in the mail, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Very
you guys,
good.
Have a great day. You're coming back to Peekskill later. Where can we find you?
I'm planning on ending up at the Peekskill Public House. I'm glad you asked. I'm going to be playing a few tunes with my pal Joe Murphy there early evening tonight, and then I'm not sure where I'll get my corned beef. I'm sure if not before, certainly after that.
Okay. Peekskill Public House. We'll be looking for you, Joe.
Yeah, it should be there about 6:30-ish or so. So thanks so much. You guys have been great, and we really appreciate the support, as does the 69th Regiment.
Way to go, Joe. Lead a parade again since 1990. You've been leading that parade?
That's right. This is number 32, and it's starting to feel like it, Mike, to tell you the truth.
All right. Thanks, Joe. All the best.
Gary Owen and Glory.